We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. Amen. After Easter, I had the opportunity to take some time off, and I thought about warm beaches and new places to explore, or visiting old friends and familiar haunts sounded inviting. But a voice deep within my heart said, "Do nothing." Well, I wasn't sure what to do about that. No agenda, no responsibilities, no doing, just being. At first, it was somewhat terrifying to think that I wasn't to plan anything for an entire week. And the quieter I got, the more I saw the frenzy around me. As the week progressed, ever so gently, I was drawn into things that were rewarding and restorative, turning away from busyness, even for a short while, gives us perspective on the many voices that compete for our time and attention, that demand our loyalties. There is this voice that compels us to produce and to achieve, keeping us on that treadmill, even sometimes without heart or purpose. There's another voice that calls to us to buy and to consume and to fill that empty feeling inside of us. We live with all these voices of fear, that there is not enough, that we are not enough. Our scriptures today lead us to another voice, that of the Good Shepherd. The one who has laid down his life for us calls us beloved and beckons for us to come and follow him. He not only leads us by still waters and into green pastures, but walks beside us through our valley moments. Jesus warns us of these hired hands who may call us to follow, but then disappear when we are starting to have troubles. We are left defenseless when we follow them. The way of the Good Shepherd is not always obvious or easy, but promises to restore us. Jesus said, "I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Now, truth be told, you may be having problems with being called sheep, but before we get too offended, I did read that sheep are actually quite smart. They got the reputation of being mindless by cowherders who are used to prodding cows from behind. Well, if you try to prod a sheep from behind, they'll turn around and run behind you because they follow the voice with whom they have a bond. They can pick out that one voice of their unique shepherd, and then they don't follow other voices. If only we were like sheep. The image of Jesus as shepherd is particularly subversive when you think of its context in Jesus' day. Shepherds were considered rough and lowly and living menial lives on the edges of society. And to allude to the religious leaders as hired hands or false shepherds was the greatest affront. Much like people expected a mighty warrior in their Messiah, they could not get their heads around a shepherd leading them. So too in our high-tech, warp-speed culture. The one who is quiet and gentle, that presence that leads us is often mistaken for weakness. This one who has power to lay down his life and pick it up again also has the power to save us from the grip of fear. He comes to reveal God's love for all people and lays down his life so that we will know we are enough. No power or list of achievements or status causes us to deserve God's love that is given to us as gift. Laying down his life is more than an act of power. It is a promise from one who knows suffering, that he will walk with us in all circumstances of life. And then we can live without fear. More than ever, it seems like our culture is steeped in anxiety. Pick up any newspaper and you're going to read, we're heading for financial collapse. There are nuclear threats. There's increased violence. We should be suspicious of those we consider other. As individuals, we may be dealing with distress over job loss, or a bad diagnosis, or the loss of a relationship. Even the church wrings its hands over tight budgets and declining attendance and lack of cultural relevance anymore. These individual and collective fears grip our hearts. They drive our decisions and call us to paths that are not life-giving. When we can clear away the noise, we can hear that steady call of the shepherd to put away fear, to trust in God's provision, and follow in the way of love. For one who can conquer death can surely save us from ourselves. I find it a lovely coincidence today that we are hearing all these pastoral and lovely images about creation on what is celebrated as Earth Day. In 1969, John McConnell, he was an activist for peace, proposed to the United Nations Educational, Science, and Cultural Summit a day to honor the Earth and the concept of peace. It's been observed annually to raise awareness of this interconnectedness that we have with creation and each other. Perhaps the psalmist brings us to green pastures and still waters so that we can encounter that God of peace who wants to be connected with us and wants to connect each of us to each other. Today, of all days, find a time to be out in creation. Find that still voice of the Good Shepherd calling your heart. In this season that we celebrate the resurrection, this 50 days of Easter, we celebrate Christ's victory over death, and we are gently prodded to live as resurrection people. That means trusting that life and love will have the last word. Our reading from 1 John tells us that we know love by Christ laying down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for each other. John the Evangelist writes, how does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? As long as we remain in fear, my friends, in that scarcity mentality that there's not enough, it makes sense that we pull in and take care of ourselves. Yet love is one of those mysterious things that when you give it away, it multiplies. There is enough to go around. You are enough to receive God's love and give it to others. Can you remember the voices of encouragement you have heard over the years? Those gentle shepherds that have led you to where you are in your life? Know that someone else, maybe someone in this very room, needs to hear that gentle voice, and it might be your voice. This is what it means to be the body of Christ, to remind one another of the promises and to speak Jesus' message of love and grace. I invite you this morning to choose a moment of your own choosing to speak to someone those words of encouragement. You are a beloved child of God, and you are enough. May we all learn to walk beside still waters in our hearts so that we can clear away the noise and hear that call of our shepherd, beckoning us to follow, leading us in the way of love. I'd like to close this morning with a prayer that was written by Steve Garness Holmes. You are my shepherd, not my fears, not my desires, not the machinations of my ego, not my group and its partisans, my nation, my party, my church. You alone lead me in your path, not the path of being right, but the path of loving. Help me to discern your leading. Grant me the humble attentiveness to see you loving and to join you in loving, to love and to forsake all other ways. Grant me the courage to follow, even through the darkest valleys. I follow you like a lamb, and following me comes goodness and mercy. Shepherd me in love. Amen.